Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. Houthis also struck a British vessel, and the sailed toward it to assist. U.S. forces later conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile that was aimed into the Red Sea and prepared to launch. That's according to U.S. Central Command. The attack Friday on the USS Kearney marks the latest by the rebels amid their campaign against ships traveling through the Red Sea and surrounding waters. Palestinian ambassador to the UN Riyad Mansour said it was a historic day after the announcement by the International Court of Justice in The Hague of interim steps in the case brought by South Africa against Israel regarding the enforcement of the Genocide Convention in the Gaza Strip.
We are digging into all the details in order to take the appropriate steps, which of course these steps will be in the Security Council. If one to look at the provisional measures separately and collectively, it gives the clear message that in order to do all the things that they're asking for, you need a ceasefire for it to happen.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators expressed growing concern Friday about military cooperation between North Korea and Russia.
In comments made separately to VOA's Korean service reporter, Jo-Win Lee, Friday, the U.S. senators said the North Korean-Russian cooperation could help both nations advance their military capabilities. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
I am concerned that North Korean artillery has come to Russia's aid at a critical time, and North Korean ballistic missiles are helping Russia carry out savage attacks on civilian centers across Ukraine.
VOA's Jeff Custer reporting. This is VOA News. A jury in New York is awarding an additional $83.3 million to columnist E. Jean Carroll on her defamation case against former U.S. President Donald Trump. APZ Donahue.
Carroll smiled as the verdict was read. Donald Trump had left the building by then in his motorcade. Last year, a jury awarded Carroll $5 million, saying she was sexually abused by Trump at a department store in New York and then defamed by claims she made it up. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, urged jurors in her closing argument to punish Trump enough that he would stop a steady stream of public statements, smearing her client as a liar and a whack job. In a statement, Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous. Alina Haba is his attorney.
He took the stand. He abided by the rules of this corrupt system that I have seen. We will immediately appeal.
Trump was shaking his head vigorously as Carroll's attorney spoke and suddenly walked out of the courtroom in a huff. He later returned. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stance as bipartisan Senate negotiators work on a deal to boost border enforcement measures in exchange for Ukraine aid. Kenya's high court has blocked a UN-backed deployment of Kenyan police officers to Haiti to help the Caribbean country bring gang violence under control. Kenya's parliament had passed a motion in November allowing the deployment of 1,000 officers to lead a multinational force in Haiti. But the high court judge ruled Friday that Kenya's National Security Council does not have the authority to deploy regular police outside the African country. United Nations Secretary General's Special Envoy for Haiti reported on Thursday that an unprecedented surge in gang violence is plaguing the country. The envoy said the number of people killed, injured, and kidnapped more than doubled that of last year. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has recommended 23 years in detention for two Malaysian men in connection with the deadly 2002 bombing in Bali. The recommendation came Friday in a sentencing hearing for the 17-year-old Guantanamo detainees, Mohammed Farik bin Amin and Mohammed Nazir bin Lep, previously secret pretrial agreement may shorten their additional confinement to about 5 years. However, the extremist group killed 202 Indonesians, foreign tourists, and others in 2002. Two denied any knowledge of the attacks but admitted conspiring with the group responsible. Military authorities still must formally approve the sentence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.